We appreciate you visiting with us today to talk a little bit about the next state budget proposal that will begin in July and includes a significant increase for the public defender system. You must be thrilled about what the budget proposal that the legislature passed.
I am very, very happy with the General Assembly's proposal and the fact that our budget this year started off with a governor's recommendation. And I think that was a major step in moving this forward, that the governor acknowledged the need for additional resources and the General Assembly joined in and met our request. So when we started, we were looking simply for one attorney for each of our offices that had a wait list, which were 12 different offices across the state. But during the course of the budget year, we were in the midst of some litigation concerning waitlists, and so we realized that we needed to sort of jumpstart the process of getting our offices fully staffed this year and requested 53 additional attorneys for our trial offices.
Now, are the majority of your cases there in the trial offices?
Yes. Well, I think almost 90% of the cases we handle are in our trial offices. So the trial offices handle the felonies and misdemeanors when they are initially charged. So they're representing persons who are charged with offenses, in state offenses in Missouri, and then they also handle any probation revocation requests by the state of Missouri. So over the course of a year, the trial offices will handle thousands of cases.
Okay. What are the majority of the cases they handle? Like, what types of crimes are these folks accused of?
Generally, what we see are a lot of drug offenses still, whether they're possession or distribution of drugs. And then we see property crimes that often are the result of someone who has an addiction issue. So stealings, burglaries, trespassing, things like that. But most of the cases that we handle are the lower level felonies.
Okay. Is it 53?
Yes, 53. Okay. New attorneys for the trial offices.
During a budget committee hearing this year, I think you had said the state does not have a wealth of attorneys in many Missouri counties to contract cases out to. So
that's right.
Do you think you can fill all of the in-house positions?
Yes, we are very hopeful that we'll be able to fill them and fill them in a timely manner. We have 33 different trial offices, and we asked for additional staff for 31 of those offices. The only offices we didn't ask for additional staff for were the office in the city of St. Louis and the office in Kansas City. So the other 31 offices cover 113 counties in Missouri. Some of them cover as many as 11 different counties. Others cover just one county. But I think that most of them are located in areas where attorneys are available, and we will be able to recruit those attorneys to come and join us.
Okay, so just curious why St. Louis and Kansas City were not included. Are they adequately staffed?
So we review our data on a regular basis in terms of case intake and the number of attorneys available. Those two offices have historically been better staffed because of the amount of charges that have been filed in those jurisdictions. What we have seen over the years is that the number of cases charged in those two jurisdictions have gone down. So we did not feel the need to increase their staffing at this point. I'm not saying that they couldn't benefit by having more attorneys. Both of those offices handle a significant number of serious cases, and those cases take a lot of time to prepare and litigate. But what we've seen is that while those office, the city offices, the urban offices, had trained a staffing provided to them, that the rural or outstate offices did not receive as many additional staff members, and we wanted to make up that difference.
I'm going off of memory here, but I feel like I might have heard you say during a budget committee hearing this year that the workload in outstate Missouri is increasing. Does that sound right to you?
The over the years, the workload in outstate Missouri has increased significantly. And I think that you can trace that increase back to the introduction of methamphetamine in Missouri. That began adding cases to our offices, both for possession and creation of methamphetamine. And it also created cases, the property crimes that are often connected with the use of those drugs. And that happened during the late 1990s, early 2000s. And in those years, the staffing was not increased in the public defender system. So we're trying to make up for that lack of staff from that period of time to be able to adequately represent our clients.
Okay. Now, as far as filling these positions go, have you kind of crunched the numbers as far as how much of a savings this could mean if you're actually hiring extra attorneys to work in-house as opposed to contracting cases out?
I think the numbers we provided to the legislature from past fiscal years was that it cost about $700 a case to contract a case out, and it cost, even if you included in salaries and benefits of our staff members, it cost under $500 a case to handle a case in system. So in Missouri, you have the budget for the departments, but the cost of the benefits to the state employees is in a separate budget. If you look at what's just in our budget, it's about $400 a case. But if you add in the benefit cost that's in the other budget, it's about $500 a case in system. So per case, it's about a $200 a case savings for the state.
Okay. So filling these positions, what do you foresee this doing as far as the wait list goes? Will it wipe it out?
The hope is it'll eliminate it. And it will not only eliminate it, it will eliminate the need for it. So every office will have enough staff members that when a person applies for public defender services and is deemed that the case is eligible and the applicant is indigent, we will have an attorney who is able to take that case and represent that person right away.
So can you talk about the average caseload of a public defender now versus what it could look like once you've got all of these extra attorneys in place?
Case numbers it's hard to speak in terms of case numbers. I mean, we have had attorneys who have handled 300 cases at a time, which is just unrealistic. We have other attorneys who have caseloads in the area of 70, 80 cases at a time, but that caseload might include a lot of homicides and Class A felonies where the client is looking at a life sentence in the penitentiary. So then just the numbers are not necessarily what we look at. We look at what is the attorney handling in terms of numbers and seriousness of the case, how much time is needed for that type of case. So in many of our outstate offices, because the cases are more often the C, D, and E felonies and probation violations, they're looking at probably close to 200 cases per attorney. We would like to reduce that to near closer to 100. And we use a matrix to determine what is a reasonable number of cases, considering the seriousness of each type of case.
Okay. Let me think here. Can you talk about when would you start hiring for these positions then if the governor signs his budget?
So we have already done what are called on-campus interviews at the local law schools and at some law school fairs and identified graduating law students who are going to take the bar exam in Missouri and who are interested in becoming public defenders in Missouri. And we have told them that if the governor signs this bill and releases the funds to us, we have offered them positions in our offices. In addition, we are conducting a job fair, a career fair, this Thursday in our main office in Columbia. And again, we have recruited both graduating law students and practicing attorneys to come and hear about opportunities in the public defender system. We would like to start making offers as soon as the governor signs the bill.
Talk to me a little bit about the pay, benefits, perks, what those would look like for these positions.
Yeah, the starting salary that we have for our attorneys, it's not great. It's $46,992. But when you look at our pay that we provide to the attorneys, that's comparable to other starting state attorneys and other departments. But in addition to the salary, we also offer our attorneys the state benefits that are available to any state employee, and we also offer them the continuing legal education that they are required to take under the Supreme Court rule at no cost to the individual employee. We also pay their bar dues, and if they stay with us for 10 years, they are eligible for student loan forgiveness.
And so with this new budget then, would a 2% pay increase, would they qualify for that beginning in January?
Yes, January 2022 would be the 2% pay increase. And after 1 year at that salary of $46,000, after a year of successful performance, they are eligible for their salary to be increased to $52,000. After another 2 years, it can be increased to $60,000. So we do have a pay scale that our attorneys are eligible for. With successful performance, that they can get increased salary over the years. And the other thing, when I ask the graduating law students or the newer attorneys who are in the offices, you know, what brought you to the public defender system, or what interests you about the public defender system? One of the things they always mention is the experience. Any attorney who works for the public defender is going to be in the courtroom almost from day one. They are going to have their own clients very soon after they begin with our office. And the experience that they receive representing clients that they are responsible for and representing them in the courtrooms across the state of Missouri is experience that will serve them well, whether they decide to stay with the public defender system and make it a career, or go into private practice, or go into a different type of law firm.
Do you happen to know what your turnover rate is like?
I do. It is about 15%. I just actually received a turnover report this morning. And I think it ranges between 12 and 15%.
Okay. Do you feel like, you know, once you can start hiring more folks, that this will help to reduce the turnover rate?
We are hopeful that it will. Being a public defender is a stressful job, no question about it. When you have someone's life in your hand, whether or not they're going to lose their civil rights, whether they're going to go to the penitentiary, that's an awesome responsibility. So it's a very stressful job. But if you're doing that for a limited number of folks, as opposed to a never-ending number of cases being thrown on your lap, I think it's a job that it's more easily managed by the attorneys. So we are hopeful that the additional attorneys will decrease the turnover.
I don't think I asked, what does the wait list look like right now? I don't think I jotted that down, so I must have forgot to ask you.
Yeah, we filed a report with the court where the wait list case is pending. The end of May, we had about 1,000 cases remaining on the wait list. 200 of those, the person on the wait list had not appeared for court, so they were what was called capias. And then we had 800 folks on the wait list who were appearing in court and were waiting for an attorney to be assigned to them.
Do you know like the peak that you've had through the years? You know, how many, what's the most number of cases you've had on that waiting list?
So when I came on as director in January of 2020, there were 5,800 cases on that wait list. And at the rate that the wait list was growing, it was looking like it was going to grow to almost 7,000 cases. Now, this was one of the few positives of COVID, was that because the court system slowed down during COVID, the case numbers coming in decreased slightly, and we had some funds that we were able to maneuver to have some of those cases handled by private counsel. So in the last year and a half, we've been able to reduce that wait list significantly.
Just so our audience is clear, what are the qualifications that a person has to meet to get public defender services?
First, the case that they are charged with has to be eligible. So, for instance, if you're charged with a traffic ticket that's going to your municipal court, that type of case is not eligible. The state public defender system does not handle any municipal ordinance violations. What we do handle are cases in the state criminal courts. So felonies, misdemeanors, when the misdemeanor is likely going to result in confinement upon conviction, and probation violation cases where the court has found that due process requires that a counsel be appointed for the probationer. Then in addition, we handle juvenile delinquency cases. We handle appellate cases, we handle post-conviction motions, and we handle what are called commitment defense cases, where the person is being deemed a sexually violent predator and is requesting release. We also handle capital cases where the state is seeking the death penalty. And then beginning in July of this year, we will handle parole revocation cases where there is what's called a GASCA finding. Again, a finding that due process requires that the parolee have representation at their parole revocation hearing.
Okay. And for the, what about the financial situation of the person requesting the public defender services? What are the qualifications?
For the financial, the person has to have resources that they cannot have resources that would allow them to hire private counsel. So we look first at their income, and we use the federal poverty guidelines. Their income needs to be under the federal poverty guidelines. In addition, we look to see whether or not they were able to post a cash bond that that they use, had money available to get themselves released from pretrial detention. We also look to see whether or not they have any assets that they could use to hire private counsel. And we look at the combination, the complete circumstances of those factors to determine whether or not the person is indigent as set out in the statute and the Missouri Code of State Regulations.
So, for instance, could they have a car?
So a car is an asset. But we have to determine whether or not that asset is such that they should sell that car to hire a counsel. So what I like to sort of give as an example is if you're living in the city of St. Louis and you have a 2021 Honda that is completely paid for, I would not consider you indigent. However, if you live in Bates County, which is more rural and it doesn't have public transportation, and you have a 1990 Ford truck that you may have paid for it, but it has limited value, I would not consider that asset as making you not indigent. So it's a case-by-case basis. We look at every single applicant, and we ask them for information on their income, the benefits that they receive, the assets that they own, and the bond that they have posted, and do an examination of those factors to determine whether or not the person qualifies. It's not an easy determination. It's a detailed process to see if somebody does qualify for a public defender.
Would it still be accurate to say you guys handle about 90,000 cases a year among about 400 attorneys, or is that shifted a bit?
It's shifted a bit with COVID, yeah. Over the course of the year, we'll take in tens of thousands of new cases, and at the same time, we generally have about 20,000 cases that carry over from the previous year. So, yes, it's been up as high as 90,000. It's been lower than that also.
Okay. So,
and with the new attorneys, I think that will take us to 380 attorneys in our trial offices.
Mary, any final thoughts? I really don't have any other questions.
No, we're extremely grateful, as I said, to both the governor and the legislature for taking this issue seriously. I have to say I was impressed with all the excellent questions that the legislators asked over the course of the budget hearings. They understand the problem, and it was clear to me that they want to solve the problem. So we're ready to move forward, get the new staff hired, and do a great job for our clients.
When we talked the other day, you brought up something significant, now that I think about it. About the last time this type of an increase happened. Tell me, can you remind me of what you were talking about?
Yeah, as I look back into our sort of historical data, it looks like the last time we received this many additional staff members was 1989 to 90. So this is going to make a huge difference in terms of our representation. And I think you have to combine this with several other things that the Missouri legislature and governor has done for us over the years. So back in 2000, I think it was 16, maybe it was before then, I could have my years wrong, but the legislature authorized money so that we could contract out conflict cases. So for instance, prior to being director, I ran the City of St. Louis Public Defender Office, and we handled not only the cases that originated in the City of St. Louis, but we handled conflict cases from Jefferson County, Franklin County, St. Charles County, and St. Louis County and St. Francis County. The legislature provided funding so that those conflict cases from the other jurisdictions could be contracted out, which meant the attorneys in the city office could then focus on the cases coming into that jurisdiction. So that was one thing that helped move us in a positive direction. The next thing that happened was that the legislature provided pay raises for public defenders, and that goes to the issue of retention that you asked about. If we're able to keep staff members in system, then that causes fewer cases having to be transferred to the other attorneys in the system and helps with caseload. And then finally, just 2 years ago, the legislature authorized and the governor signed the funding for us to create a children's defense team. So specialized attorneys who represent children in juvenile court in delinquency matters, which is, people don't realize that juvenile court, while it has similarities to criminal court for an adult, there are a lot of differences. And as we become more aware of adolescent brain development and the different needs of children in a delinquency situation, it was important for us to have specialists who understood those needs and could represent those children. So this is sort of the icing on the cake for all those previous things that the legislature has provided for us. And hopefully we'll get us to a point where what we want to talk about in the public defender system is not the case overload, but the good work that the public defenders do on a daily basis for those who are eligible for our representation.
Is this also going to mean that people who are sitting in jail right now could be released sooner rather than later then?
So there's no one on our wait list who is currently confined in jail. But what it will mean is that if an attorney has fewer cases, they may be able to do the necessary work on that case sooner and move that case to a resolution sooner, whether that's a release from pretrial detention or a dismissal of the case or a trial of the case or a plea of guilty to the case. So yes, if every attorney has fewer cases, they will be able to resolve cases in a more expeditious fashion.